gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And he says, rest, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And he says, rest, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Move, Jesus, move, Jesus, move, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Move, Jesus, move, Jesus, move. Rule, Jesus, rule, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rule, Jesus, rule, Jesus, rule. Reign, move. Rule, yes, reign, move, rule, yes, reign, rule, move, yes, reign, rule, move, yes, reign, rule, move, yes. Rain, rule, move, yes, like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart, gently rest upon my heart, gently rest upon my heart. gently rest upon our hearts. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. We give you the glory and we magnify you. We thank you for this new week that you have allowed us to wake up into, God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in our lives, God. And let the dew gently rest upon our hearts, O God. We bless you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah, because you are worthy. Hallelujah, of our praise, and we praise you, God. We love you, we bless you, we adore you. Hallelujah. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship thee. You and shield, to you alone may our spirit yield. You alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship thee. You alone are our strength, our shield. To you alone may our spirit yield. Oh, you alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship thee. You're our friend and you're our brother, even though you are a king. We love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are our strength and shield. To you alone may our spirits yield. You alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship thee. You alone are our heart's desire, and we long to worship Thee. And God, You alone our heart's desire, and we long to worship Thee. Hallelujah. We long to worship You, God. We search for You, God. We long to worship You on this day and every day. Host, take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and good morning, and thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for praise this morning. And yes, Lord, we long to worship You, just as the deer pants for the water, our soul longs after You, Lord. And so thank You so much. Our hearts desire You, Lord. And so thank You, Minister Tiffany, for bringing us in and letting the Lord use you. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning, my TNC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, our co-founder, we greet you. And Minister Keisha, moving on in the Lord Monday. Thank you so much for greeting our family this morning and giving us that tag. And yes, we're going to have a book of tags, and I know I can see it coming now, so thank you so much. Now, this call was founded on October 26, 2020, by our co-founders, as I said, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Nicola Roberts. And we stand on a scripture reference, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which is,
"But to You I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before You." We also have a mission statement: to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a theme that the Holy Spirit puts on Dr. Vanessa's heart every year. And our theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all He instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. We also have a website, and on that website, you will find all the messages that have been archived from the inception of this call, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And the website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Keisha so beautifully do, or as a psalmist, as Minister Tiffany did, praise the Lord, or as a host, which is what I'm doing, or perhaps God has put a word in your belly that you want to share with someone, well, guess what? This is the platform to do that. So if that is you, if God has been tugging at your heart, and you say, okay, it's time, well, then just send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, our co-founder, will contact you. Now, on Fridays, we stay over on the call a little bit longer so we can get your praise report and your prayer requests live. However, any other day, if we're not here, I mean, like if it's not on a Friday, know that we are praying for you 24/7. So if it's not Friday, any other day of the week, and you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to info@themasterscall.net, and we will be praying for you. Now, the company that brought us all together was once called Artists International, and it is now Artist Life, and it was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. So to find out more about the products and about the opportunity in Artist Life, please get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to share that information with you. Now, immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call, and it is led by a group of dynamic leaders who will give you vital information about the benefits of the Artist Life products as well as the opportunity. And that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. We also have a bypass number. So should there be a reason why your carrier is calling, is charging you to get on this call, we don't want that to happen. So we have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And today on that call, Minister Dr. Vanessa will be the host, and Minister Brenda will be the speaker. And so much for our announcements. I'm going to share with you who will be our speaker for this morning, and I will pray, and then at the next voice after I pray that you will hear will be Dr. Vanessa, our co-founder, who is an industrial engineer by trade. She accepted her call into the ministry and was ordained on January 15th, 1995. You know, that's a significant date because that's also Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. She is the founder of Gathering of the Eagles, and she also has a ministry that meets now on Facebook every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. She is just an amazing prophet. She will walk with you. She will talk with you. She will guide you. And she will bring the word just like the Holy Spirit gives it to her. We love Dr. Vanessa, and we are just so pleased to have her as our shepherd, one of our shepherds of the Master's Call. So when I finish praying, I am going to introduce to you someone who is victorious, anointed, who is nurturing, who is needed, who is educating, because she educates us on everything with regard to history, who is spirit-filled, steadfast, and amazing. None other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom I refer to as the equal opportunity nest ejector, because she wants everyone to have an opportunity to serve here on the Master's Call. So let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praise. Oh, Lord, Holy Spirit, we thank you for being with us, for covering us this morning, God, for being in the midst of this call. Lord, we thank you for what has gone forth already in such an anointed atmosphere. Now, Lord, we thank you for our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, your daughter, who will bring a message this morning that we know is going to be a blessing, a message that will transform our lives, a message that will leave us, enable us to leave this call better off than when we came. Bless her in a mighty way, Lord. Strengthen her. Be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. Have your way in her, we pray. And yes. Satan, you have absolutely no place on this call because this is saturated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we give you praise and call it done, dear God. In Jesus' name, amen. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that very anointed prayer. And that sets and aligns the heavens, making preaching and teaching easy. So love and appreciate you, Minister Willa, as you have been an awesome host for us this morning. Definitely want to thank our Minister Keisha Lee for hopping in and greeting and seating us. And you're right that I see that book of text coming, moving on in the Lord Monday. That's awesome. And we thank you for doing all that you do. And what can we say? She definitely, through worship and song, always clears the atmosphere. And that's none other than our dear minister, Tiffany, out there early in the morning. You could not tell for the anointing of Christ in her voice and on her heart. So we thank you. I'm humbled by the team of people who have raised their hand. And our co-founder, we thank you that I labor with Dr. Pacola Roberts, and want to definitely acknowledge her today in her absence, that we're excited that we're coming up on 12 years, year of government, next month, and we have so many exciting things that we know God wants to do in us and through us. So stay tuned, as we will be giving you details to come. And to our entire Master's Call family, I love scrolling up and down this board, seeing so many different names and numbers, literally from coast to coast, and our international member there in Canada, and even the Bahamas on today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God knows our heart when we began this journey was as we stepped out literally just in obedience to the Lord, the wondrous things that he was going to do with this call. And I know in my spirit, in my heart, the best is yet to come. I started a series. Before I do that, I do want to, I know many of you all took time yesterday to acknowledge 21 years since that dark day of September 11th. And we did have several in our family that were touched by that incident, and we have prayed for and stood with and continue to. And definitely we know the Cox family, Minister Cynthia's brother, Miss Jeanette's husband, he is in heaven now, but with many others of my friends who had several funerals and were holding each other's hands close. It's changed our whole lives and our lifestyle since then, and we do want to continue to celebrate God's faithfulness that through the darkest, the bright light of Christ shines out. We are about to enter a new year on the Jewish calendar, and I will be talking about that more in days to come. But we're going to continue this morning on a series we started the last time I was with you on guard your goals as you guard your heart. Guard your goals as you guard your heart. And the acronym God gave me for goals was granting obedience advances lasting success, or grounded obedience advances lasting success. And we talked about first that we have to grant God when embracing anything that concerns us. We must first grant God permission to use us. He is clear in his word that he didn't create robots. He created vessels that still have the ability to choose. And we must be willing vessels and thus allow God to use us to achieve these God-ordained goals. And the text scripture, which is also part of our theme scripture for the year, comes out of that old prophet book of Isaiah, Isaiah 1, verses 18 through 20, which reads, "Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." Here is the key, verse 19. If God is always, if then God, if we do our part, then God has made covenant promises. That's that part of him giving us the choice. If we do what we're supposed to do, then God has covenant promises. And in that verse 19, if you are willing and obedient, I have to stop right there because that's what we call conjunction. Y'all remember that PBS song, Conjunction, Junction, What's Your Function? It was such a cute little song that helped us anchor in our mind. It's not an or, it's an and, A-N-D, willing and obedient. Willing and obedient. We're talking about getting those goals and guarding those goals, meaning willing, having an attitude of gratitude, a true surrender, or raising our hand, saying, yes, Lord, having the right mindset and obedient. Because, see, a lot of us, we do things because we're afraid of going to hell that God tells us to do. We're obedient, but, man, our attitude is jacked up. We're mean-spirited with it. We're grumbling and complaining all the way. You almost want to say, hey, just go on out there and just do what you want to do, because if we got to do all of this, you know, that's what the Lord tells us with giving of tithes and offerings, to be a cheerful giver. He's giving you those descriptions, those qualifiers that we got to have our heart right. We're going to really deal with that this morning, that if we are willing and obedient, notify your face. See, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. And that's a first step toward changing the atmosphere in you and around you. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. Man, that verse is telling you a covenant promise. That if we will be willing with a heart that says, yes, Lord, I'm looking forward to walking this out no matter what, and to be obedient, then that 20th verse tells you the consequences. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. See, we often have to do a checkup from the neck up, that we may be being obedient, but we're not willing. Or we may be willing, but we haven't got off our blessed assurances to do anything. So we're not being obedient, and our hearts may be sincere. Our mindset may be, I got that, I understand that. But if you have not moved the car out of park today, spiritually speaking, NASA, we have a problem, and we want to do it the righteous way as we guard our goals, as we guard our heart. Another scripture we talked about was Mark 8:34, that 34th verse in the roving reporter. That's what he was of the Synoptic Gospels, Mark, who was writing to a Jewish audience. In that 8th chapter, the 34th verse, he says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. I'm telling you, it's a whosoever kind of party. God boxes some of us in where our options become nothing but obedience, but we still got to get that willing with it. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. In other words, we have to crucify the desires of our flesh and do it the righteous way, the God-ordained way. Every day the devil will test you. Every day the fiery darts from hell come at us. Every day our flesh hollers, hormones are hollering, what they want, what they feel, their way or no way. God gives us rulership. And the final say is, are we guarding our heart so we're doing it the righteous way? We talked about Proverbs 4:7 telling us that with all of our getting, we get understanding. And we spend a lot of time on those verses 20 through 22, making sure we understood that you've got to guard the word. Secondly, we talked about keep your goal up front with the help of the grace of God. Again, having that attitude of gratitude, that you're grateful for the grace and the mercy that God's given us. And we went to Hebrews 4, verses 15 through 16. Learn to see pain as a process, a period of time used for your preparation. Let me say that again, because those P's are, yes, powerful. Learn to see pain as part of the process. It's a period of time used for our preparation as we're headed toward our promotion. And we can't skip the process. We've got to choose to have a willing heart to get that attitude of gratitude. When people say, well, why does it have to be pain? There's some women on the line who've had a baby. They've been excited about that baby, but that giving birth, coming through that birth canal before they're produced and come out into the world. And then when the child hear that first loud holler and their happiness of a new life being created, oh, come on, there's some painful nights of study before you get that promotion and walk across that stage as a graduate. That incubation period, that process perfects us as we let it. All we're talking this morning about, guard your goals as you guard your heart. Granting obedience advances lasting success. So thirdly, today, we're going to talk in our last few minutes about getting grounded in agape love. That's that unconditional 1 Corinthians 13 love. Not a filet love. I know Philadelphia, the brotherly love is nice. Definitely not the Eros love, because that's fleshly love. That's like you telling me you love pizza, you love swimming, and you love God. Come on now. There's some different levels here. We're talking about getting grounded in agape love. And we can't achieve our goals with a mega dose of agape love from start to finish without being grounded in Christ as we walk out our goals. Two of our main text scriptures that we want to hang that on today comes from Ephesians 3. I know y'all love to run to that 20th verse. He's going to do exceeding abundantly above. But let this morning us talk about the disclaimers, the if, before we get to the 20th verse. Verse 17 in that third chapter of Ephesians says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and grounded, established in the agape love. See, you can't ask for those exceeding abundantly above things, and you know you're a little holy hater, and you know you've not been consistent and done the things righteous in the sight of God. We've got to be rooted and grounded in his word, walking out his will. Pray that we, and this is Paul telling the church at Ephesus, where his young mentoree, Timothy, was being the pastor, saying, you got to be rooted and established in love. Other verse we want to hang our hats on, Colossians 1. This one is definitely to the point. That 23rd verse in Colossians 1:23 says, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. See, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven and of earth. Paul, I have become a servant, that servant leader, the agape love that tells you it doesn't keep a record of wrong and right. It's patient. It's kind. It's not arrogant. King James says it's not puffed up. Means we don't have to acknowledge you every time for everything for you to want to do the righteous thing. Come on, say amen or oh me. If some of us don't get the accolades, we are not going to do the activity. And that's not the agape love. Just keep looking straight ahead and smiling. No one will even know I'm on your street this morning. We want to grow in God and guard our hearts correctly with the right issues of life. flowing out of our heart. So the God-ordained goals are what are a part of our desires. See, what does it mean to be grounded, as in a grounded person? Well, Webster Meridian Online Dictionary defines grounded as well-balanced and sensible. Well-balanced and sensible. Well, then the immediate question comes to my mind is, how do we get well-balanced and grounded? Simple on this point that I'm closing with this morning. We have to study God's Word. Study does not mean 3 minutes and you're out for your 24-hour day. Study does not mean, I heard it somewhere, not sure exactly what it means, but that's just what I hear the folks saying. Study does not mean that you're in the ballpark, but you're not on the base. We've got to take the time. Like, you can study and tell me every clothes designer, every latest purse, every latest shoe, or every latest arcade game, or every football or sports statistic, brothers, and we'll leave you all out. Study means you know His Word. You chew His Word. You meditate on His Word. And when you spend time around the fire, the agape love of Christ will burn in your heart. Some of us are just full of too much Hades. For those of you who don't get that, you're full of too much hell to be saying that you're studying and you're in the presence of God, because that foolishness could not carry there if we were spending the time, you and Daddy God. Because I know when I get in His face, He has never not told Vanessa about Vanessa, and I know He's an equal opportunity lender. So I believe that as we guard our heart, we'll put it in the presence of God and let His Word massage us as we study it and deal with us and help us learn to grow rooted, grounded, steady, and strong in Him. Oh, we're going to continue in this series next time. And again, our heart and our message and our mandate is to guard our goals as we guard our heart, and we're understanding that goals are granting or grounded obedience. That's what advances lasting success. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. What a word, what a word. God just goes, just inside your heart, and I will call you back for our benediction. After I pray and give the announcement, Holy Spirit, oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, first of all, that you got this call, that it went forth uninterrupted. Glory be to God. Now, Father, we thank you for all the nuggets that Dr. Vanessa gave us and the scriptures that references to back it up as we guide our hearts and as we go forth with our goals, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over Dr. Vanessa. You have a mighty work for her to do, and we bind the hands of any interference that may want to get in her way as she goes forth to do that which you have already purposed and called her to do. Father, we thank you for supplying all of her needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus as she goes forth to do that which you have called her to do. Father, we bind any distractions, any interference, any and everything. And God, as she comes through, hallelujah, with all that you have her to do, God, we know that she gives you the praise and you alone. God, give her an opportunity to get the rest that she so desperately needs as she goes forth to do what you have called her to do. Lord, we lift up Dr. Piccoli, and we ask you to continue to be with her, touch her body, touch her children, God, Devola, Eddie, her grandchildren, J.D., Jelani, and all the other grandchildren that she has, Lord. Father, we bind the hand of Satan in her life, and that you continue to bless her book, Lord, and all the other things that you have given her to do. God, we lift up Mother Owens. We thank you, God, for how you are using her. Father, we lift up Wanda and Larry Thomas' family, Lord, and we lift up Effie and Tammy, Lord, and Mother Cassandra, Lord, and we ask that you continue to touch our sister Kamalia, and God, that you continue to do the exceedingly abundantly above in their lives, Lord. Father, we lift up Rick and this flesh-eating disease that he has. God, you can put a stop to everything because you spoke this world into existence so he could speak to whatever that is that's going on in his body, because that too has a name and has to bow to the name of Jesus. And Father, there's just so many other prayer requests and praise reports, and you know them all, God. And so we give them to you. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us on this call. Father, that you bless their going out and their coming in today. Father, that you put your hedge of protection around them. That in Psalm 91, hedge of protection. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we call it done. And it is in your mighty name we pray. The name that never, ever, ever, ever loses its power. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, my family, you are going to want to go back and hear this message. And to do so, you go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And the morning motivational call is going on right now, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for allowing the Lord, for you allowing the Lord to use you as you did praise and worship. And again, thank you, Minister Tisha Lee, for this morning, for allowing God to use you as you brought forth the prayer for us this morning. And as we just out put together, Lord, we just look forward to that book. And again, thank you. Our family for being here with us, and thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that amazing God-inspired message. Will you please come and give us the benediction?
Amen. Well, you know I absolutely love me some Peterson family and our minister, Willa, and the entire team. Just a great call, and as she said, we are going to head right on over to the morning motivational call to get some more. Keep your spiritual bib on now. There's some more spiritual food to be served. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just love you and thank you. As we celebrate you and worship you today in spirit and in truth, we pray that on this moving on in the Lord Monday, that you have stirred our hearts to guard our hearts, as the goals that you've downloaded into us stay big and in focus, and we stay faithful to the cause. And as we leave this call, but never our presence, I thank your presence. I thank you that we will not just be hearers of this word, but we will be doers as we worship you in spirit and in truth. This week, we speak and decree and declare the blessings of God on this entire Master's Call family, that the blood hedge of protection be around them, and that the Spirit of the Lord dwell big in them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.